Now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, a fun and informative green talk radio show that features guests from all over the country who talk about how living green can improve your lifestyle and be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website, www.mrsgreensworld.com, for more information about her guests.
Hello, Tucson. Hello, world. Happy, happy December. It's a beautiful, beautiful day in Tucson, and if you're listening from any place else, I hope it is too. I know it's not in Chicago. It's awful, and the planes are delayed. So thinking about snow is like unconscionable to me. I can't even imagine what it would be like. So this is our favorite time of year. This is News Talk 790 KNST, and we have a great guest today. Don't I say that every week, Kat? I think I do. I don't have any bad guests. The general manager of Chapman Tucson, Neb Yonas, will be joining us talking about the car industry, about what's happening today in the car industry, about what his view is for what's happening tomorrow, and maybe even a few years down the road, and a very exciting announcement from Chapman Tucson from my perspective. If you have questions for Neb, please get them ready, and please get ready to call 520-880-5678. The first two callers with questions for Neb will get a $10 gift certificate to Eclectic Pizza, which to me is one of the most awesome pizza joints in Tucson. So, and our sponsors today of Mrs. Green's show are Tucson, Chapman Tucson, and the Fairfax Companies. As I say every week, great partners of Mrs. Green. So sometimes when I read the paper, I wonder, whatever happened to that story? Whatever happened? Why don't we know the second part when there's a headline or whatever? So as you guys know, I have been talking about the turkey grease collection for after Thanksgiving, and I did find out from my friend Colleen Crown and Shield that they collected the most grease ever, and they've been doing it for several years. So kudos to anybody who participated. It did make a difference, and we collected lots of turkey grease that will then be turned into biofuel. So it's all good. Okay. I want to talk a little bit today about buying locally, and I don't want it to sound like a rant, because I know there are a lot of people that do rant on talk radio, and I don't really ever want to be one of them, but I do want to talk about walking the walk, and I also don't want it to sound like an infomercial, so I gave a lot of talk for this segment today, and it all got generated by the tip of the day, which is to think green, think sustainable, think out of the box when you are making your purchases this year for the holidays. We'll spend millions of dollars as a country, and you can make a huge difference in your community if you support locally owned businesses. And the tip today is sponsored by Horizon Moving and Storage, and that is owned by the Dusenberry family. They're a local family. The company started here in Tucson. And I know Bruce and Lynn Dusenberry quite well, and I would say together the two of them are on at least 10 boards. Bruce was on the participates in the DM50. He's part of Arizona Town Hall. Lynn is on quite a few boards herself. I know she's on the Arizona Theater Company board with me. She's involved in Angel Charity. So they hired my friend's son last summer to work for them. So there's one example of really supporting locally owned businesses. And then I thought I'd give a little Mrs. Green report card, which is going to sound like I really eat a lot, but this was my birthday week. It is my birthday week, and friends and family are teasing me that I've kind of turned it into a birthday year. I turned 60 tomorrow, and I'm shouting out about that because I wish everybody felt as great at 60 as I do. And this week, I ate out at Eclectic Pizza, Montana Avenue, Shlomo and Vito's, Scordato's Pizza. I had a birthday party celebration at the Azul Lounge at La Paloma, which is locally owned, even though it's a Westin. I met people for coffee at Ike's on Speedway. And last night, we went to Acacia. So besides having to starve myself next week, I really did support the local economy. And when people say, well, where do you want to meet? I say, I don't care as long as it's a locally owned restaurant, because I really want to walk the walk, and I don't want Mrs. Green to be spotted somewhere else. So then I had to buy some cards. Unfortunately, it seems to me I'm buying a lot of sympathy cards at this time in my life. So I drove a half a mile out of the way to Plunkett's because instead of buying them at Target. And I certainly have nothing against Target. I really love it. But Plunkett's is a locally owned business. Again, they support local charities. They hire locally. So it just took, it was like a half a mile literally to go to Plunkett's. But it was like, okay, I need cards. Where should I go? And then last night was the grand opening of the second Vervet location, which is owned by Gadabout. And they just wonderfully made it a 60th birthday celebration for Mrs. Green. It was over the top fun, lots of friends and family. My point is, Jana and Frank Westerbeek, the owners, were on site setting up tables and chairs, helping to clean up afterwards. And again, there's an example of a couple who walks the walk. So go to my website. Share your ideas about how you're greening your Christmas and think locally when you're shopping this year. Okay, News Talk 790 KNST, that time flew. I feel like I'm totally out of breath and because I have so much to say. So stay tuned. Neb Yonas, General Manager, Chapman Tucson, and we'll be talking about cars. Mrs. Green Goes Main Street, News Talk 790 KNST. We'll be right back.
790KNST.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We have, as our guest, calling in Mr. Yeb Nonis. How do you like that, Neb? Very good. That is really good. Neb Yonas from Chapman Tucson. And we are going to be talking about cars, all kinds of cars, and what's new in the car industry. And Chapman has been getting some wonderful press these days. Ted was on the cover of Inside Tucson Business for the Mercedes dealership being rebuilt. So let's talk about, why don't we start off with telling people what are all of the dealerships that Chapman owns in Tucson?
Well, hi there, Gina. Great to be on your show again.
Thanks for being on my show, Neb.
Always a pleasure. Well, as you mentioned earlier, the Mercedes-Benz store, which, again, the new facility is being built. We're excavating at the new location in front of Costco on Kolb and Grant.
Huge, massive excavation. I drove by there this week when I was eating out one of the many times, and it is a huge, massive, really, really big excavation.
Yes, and you know we're really 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 excited about that project. It's going to be I think it's going to be just a fantastic facility, and we're very excited about it. So we've got the Mercedes-Benz dealership. As you know, you're driving a Honda Insight, the Chapman Honda.
We've 44 got miles per gallon, in case anybody's wondering. 44 miles per gallon. Okay.
And from what I understand, you're getting more and more every day as you get better and better at driving that vehicle.
The more I drive like an old lady, slow down. Okay.
The Volkswagen dealership on the corner of 22nd and Swan, Chapman Volkswagen. Chapman Acura, again, on 22nd and Swan. Chapman Porsche and Audi of Tucson, 22nd and Swan. And last but not least, our used car facility on Palo Verde, just at Highway 10.
On the way to the airport.
Yes.
Big, big, big coverage there. Okay. Neb, is it okay with you? We already have a caller, and we're giving away some gift certificates to Eclectic Pizza, and I would love to take a caller for Neb. Is that okay with you?
I have no problem. Absolutely.
Okay. Anthony, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah. I had a couple questions. Is that okay? I only get one question?
Just go with one question, we're going to ask...
I can hardly hear you. Anyway, my question is, when will they have available, or do they have available right now, the efficiency trucks? Are they going to be handling any of those?
Great question. We'll go, and Anthony, stay on the air so we can get your information, and we'll be right there. We're going to fix the lines. I don't know what's going on. Okay. Neb, can you answer that about trucks?
Gina, I think I didn't hear the question very clearly. What was the question?
Okay, the question is, are there going to be high-efficiency trucks? Because a lot of people drive trucks, And Anthony wanted to know, what do you see in terms of the future for trucks and being fuel-efficient vehicles?
Well, and I think you and I were talking a little earlier. In the truck line, and we consider SUVs trucks, Volkswagen just came out with an SUV, Touareg, in a hybrid for the first time, gets almost 30 miles to the gallon. And then your favorite brand, Porsche, just came out with a truck hybrid, Cayenne, which gets mid-20s to 30 miles a gallon.
And you know what? That's a huge increase. And Neb and I have this inside joke, which is now on the air for everyone, but I'm moving up the lot, and I love my car. Every time he wants me to change cars, I say, no, but I love my car. And when a Porsche comes online with a fuel efficient, maybe, Neb, we can make a deal. When they get to 40 miles a gallon, I'll get that demo. That's a safe one.
And, you know, again, just like your insight, these are the standard listed EPA miles per gallon.
Which are low.
Which are low,
yes.
Which are conservative. And as people drive these vehicles and they get used to when and how to accelerate, on the inside, it's possible to get to high 30s, mid 40s on some of these vehicles, because a lot of it has to do with how we drive.
And Neb, I can't emphasize that enough. Even if you have a regular vehicle and you do things like drive the speed limit and don't accelerate and decelerate, you know, push on, up, on, off, on, off, it can save you a lot of gas mileage just with a regular car. Okay, so Anthony, thanks for that. We're getting your information. So the Mercedes dealership, you named all the other dealerships, and the hybrids. Let's go over those again. The Touareg.
The Volkswagen Touareg.
Right.
SUV in a hybrid available right now.
Can't wait to see that.
The Porsche Cayenne SUV available in a hybrid available right now.
Great.
And then, Honda added about 2 months, three, 2.5 months ago, a sports car. And I don't know if you remember the old, it's a darling of Honda's sports car line, the CRX. It was discontinued for quite some time, little hatchback, very sporty.
Well, people like just, that.
Yeah, and it just came back out with a hybrid engine, CRZ two-seater sports car, got all the performance it used to have, and now does it with a lot less gas, 35 to 39 miles per gallon.
And again, I want to reiterate, that's conservative, because that's what they said for my car. If I follow my eco guide and I stay within what I call drive within the green instead of the blue, I consistently get 44 miles per gallon. And I might be able to get more, but I really can't drive any more slowly than I do, because then I would really feel old.
Yeah, and that's the case. You remember before that, we had this discussion in regards to the Volkswagen Jetta TDI, which the EPA listings are extremely conservative. We've got customers coming into our service drive saying that they're getting close to 50 miles a gallon on the TDI engine. So, you know, a lot of it has to do with the way you drive. The listings are very, very, very conservative.
And I like to segue always to the gas prices, because I think there is trending that when gas goes up, people look for more fuel-efficient cars. I think that's pretty statistically valid. And we were in L.A. 2 weeks ago, and gas is average $3.15, $3.19 a gallon, which is significantly higher than here. What do you see as the correlation, you know, the relationship between a trending upward for gas mileage and people coming in and saying, please get rid of this gas hog for me, or please help me get into a more fuel-efficient car?
Well, you know, we're fortunate because gas prices haven't spiked as much as they had the year before. But it's inevitable. It's going to happen.
I agree.
And the good thing is that our customers and our manufacturers are coming up with very fuel-efficient alternatives of really nice cars, whether it be a sports car, an SUV. There's availability of some very nice, well-equipped, sometimes luxury vehicles available with hybrid technology. And, you know, not to sound like a salesperson, but this is the time to act on those units before gas prices spike and before the demand is going to outweigh the supply, and then we are all forced to pay a premium. Now is a perfect time to take advantage of the vehicles that are available, because it's not on everybody's mind right now. It will be, you know, next time travel season comes around and gas prices spike like we saw it do a year and a half, 2 years ago, these cars are going to be in high demand.
And I'm I think you should sound like car salesman, because I'm proud of my affiliation with Honda and with Chapman because of all of the fuel-efficient cars that you do represent, and because of some of the things we're going to be talking about a little bit later in the show in terms of going green from the inside out. So I'm proud of that. And also, I wasn't going to touch on this, but for people who are listening, you have unbelievable low interest rates available for people that are going to be considering purchasing a car this holiday season, correct?
Yeah. I mean,
really, really low. It's like almost free.
Mrs. Green, it is, again, not to sound like a salesperson, there's never been a better time, really, to do a whole bunch of things. One, to maybe improve on the gas mileage of the vehicle that you're driving now, and then to take advantage of, like you said, unprecedented low rates. And then, you know, what we went through with the industry causing such a slowdown in new car sales over the last year or 2 years, there is now a shortage of used cars because people haven't been trading in their cars. So the car that you have right now is worth a premium. The new cars have come down with great incentives and great interest rates. You marry the two together, and quite honestly, I don't think you can repeat this dynamic that is available for people that are in the mood or in the position to take advantage and to get into a new vehicle.
I've never seen it so low. Now, I want to ask you this. What is in the internet-based, you can shop, people just really get on the internet and everything is Googled. Is it easier, and there is a reputation, or there was an old stereotype of negotiating the price. Is that all pretty much transparent now with the internet sales and disclosure and everything you have to do? I mean, people can come into Chapman and get the best deal possible.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about this a lot. It's almost like Burger King. I think it's Burger King's motto, any way you like it.
Right.
We'll do it anyway. We've got a lot of customers that just want to do the whole deal on the internet. You know, they just want to come and pick the car up and do it. And there's a lot of customers that want to make contact, get some preliminary information on the internet, make an appointment with one of our associates, come in, spend some time, enjoy the time that they have here, look at the facility, and buy a car, you know, somewhat traditionally, where there's a relationship built with the dealership and with their salesperson, and then with our service department.
You have to drive the car.
Drive the car, and all. And sometimes you got to look at the person you're dealing with in the eye to know that you've got a good deal. And we'd like that, but if there's some customer, you know, one of our salespeople just the other day completed an entire transaction by text.
Believe that. Oh my gosh, we were talking about that at the green team meeting. There is just a new world out there, and I mean I've got a Twitter story that I'll share with your team at some point, but the time is now, and people are getting hired and fired through text, and it blows my mind. This is new for me. Somebody bought a car with a text. I can't believe it. Can you tell me who it was? You don't have to name last name, but who was the salesperson? What dealership was it?
But, you know, it's happened twice. Just recently it happened at the Honda store. And you know Pat. Pat,
yes,
Pat was a salesman on that. And I think it's key to our organization is that if that's the way you want to do it, we have the ability, we can do it that way.
And the young people, that's the way they want to do it. I mean, the demographic is changing so much, and time is of the essence. So that is, I mean, that has to be late-breaking news for our listeners that two cars were bought at Chapman Tucson via text. And then, I mean, is there at some point they literally do have to sign a document, or do you just make copies of the text?
Most of it is that when they come in, they have to actually do the delivery here on our premises, and there's some paperwork to sign and so on and so forth. But you know most of the time these people are ones that know the car inside out. They're not, you know,
right,
they know what
right.
they
they've
want.
Done their homework.
They've done all the research or looked at the car and just want to go ahead with the deal. But you know, 90% of our customers still enjoy the process of coming into the dealership, meeting their salespeople, test driving one or two or three or four or five cars, and making a decision then.
Okay, and we are going to take a short break. We are talking with Neb Yonas, GM of Chapman Tucson. Time is flying. Lots more questions about cars. Stay tuned. We've got some callers on the air. We'll be right back. Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST.
News Talk 790 KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. We have a wonderful, informative, cutting-edge, all-you-need-to-know-about-cars, the GM of Chapman Tucson, Nebionis, not Yebnonis. And we have lots of questions about cars and the car industry. And Neb, before I forget, we have a caller. Mary is on the line. We kept Connie on for quite a while. Connie, I apologize for that. We were having some trouble with the lines. So if you have a question for Neb and want to call back, I will be happy to honor that. 520-880-5678. Mary, thanks for calling in. What's your question?
It was just a quick question. With all of the auto manufacturers right now that have all these alternative fuels and electric vehicles, does Chapman offer anything like that?
Okay, Neb, I was going to ask you about electric vehicles and what you see in your crystal ball for Chapman. Mary, thank you for that question. Neb is prepared to answer it because it's being written about a lot. What do you say, Neb?
Well, you know, I know that all our manufacturers are working on it. I know that there's some electric cars that have come out. The technology is there. It's getting better every day. I think the municipalities some are better than others in working out the infrastructure for people that are going to have electric cars. None of our brands have anything out on the market yet, but keep in mind, and we're very proud of our manufacturers, the ones that we represent. They have come, you know, like Volkswagen now has hybrid diesel technology. Same thing with Porsche, diesel, hybrid. Audi, they've all got two or three different alternatives right now. I know electric is on the horizon. In fact, we were looking at a prototype of a Porsche Spyder sports car.
You're just teasing me, Neb. You're just teasing me.
What about, like, Ford has propane cars and stuff?
Oh, we've got, you know, we always miss that, and that's a great question. Honda has had the Civic in natural gas for quite some time. We have some in stock. In fact, Colleen Crown and Shield, a good friend of Mrs. Green's, is driving one. It's a very good alternative for people that do a lot of city driving, couriers, businesses. And, again, the saving on gas is incredible without any compromise on performance. So that is available. We do have natural gas vehicles as well.
And I'm glad you brought that up. And to me, kind of sitting at times, hopefully at 60,000 feet and looking at all of it, we need everything. We need everything to be moving in the direction of alternative fuels, which our good buddy Colleen is absolutely the champion of, probably the national champion of. We need to have electric vehicles. We need to have those hybrids that have biofuels. We need compressed natural gas. And to me, one of the reasons I approached Chapman in the first place when we started with Mrs. Green was because of all of the vast array of alternatives that you had available, the high rankings for alternative fuels. So what's your response to that, Neb?
Again, I think it's one of those things where all of the options are good. I think there's no one silver bullet. I don't think we're all going to drive electric cars, we're all going to drive hybrids, or we're all going to drive diesels. I think everything combined is going to have great impact on how dependent we are on fossil fuels. Real quickly, I wanted to tell you a story. One of the perks of my position is I get to drive different cars every so often. I'm driving a Porsche Panamera, and it's a gas engine. But what Porsche has done is that when you're at the stoplight, the car turns off.
I love it. That's mine does. My Honda
and
does
I knew
it.
That,
I love
you know,
it.
I knew about the option, but this car just turns itself off, and as soon as you let your foot off the brake, it sparks right back up, and you don't miss a second of performance. But all that gas that we spend sitting at lights, and imagine, you know, we're not that bad, but imagine people in municipal in metro areas like New York or LA or Phoenix for that matter. Think about how much gas that saves and how much pollution that saves.
Especially idling is so bad for pollution and for gas consumption. It's unbelievable. If I'm sitting too long at a light before I had my Honda, I would actually turn my car off once I started educating myself about emissions. So, Mary, thanks for that. Stay on the line. I know that Kat's going to get your information. And, Neb, we do have one more caller.
Sure.
Melissa has a question. Melissa, thanks for calling in. What's your question?
My question is, happy birthday, dear sister. We live. It's Mary Ann.
Oh, my gosh. She tricked me. It's my sister. I love it. Neb, it's
and
a family show.
Right, I found another restaurant for potato pancakes, homemade, that you'll die for. It's Amber Restaurant down in Tanca Verde. I was there the other night with Jude, my son.
Anything can happen on Mrs. Green's show. So she tricked me, and she knows that since the day I was born, I love my birthday, and I've been celebrating all year long. So thanks for tricking me, sister. I love it.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, Neb, to our mother for making our birthday special, right? They were always special.
Yes, and thanks for, because of her, I can be Mrs. Green, because she said, do what your dreams are and make them come true and be followers.
And the show's awesome, by the way. It's really interesting. When my late husband and I, of course, Gina knows, when we were in Europe years ago, in Switzerland, everybody would pull up to the stoplight and shut their motors off. We're like, what? But it was phenomenal. We're like, oh, there's no emission controls in this country. So
that's a perfect example.
They were conscious of it in 87. So interesting, right?
Perfect example. So I'll see you this week. And
you got it.
Neb, there you go. You never know. I did not know that was going to happen. She's from New Jersey. So it's like, all righty then. We are live streaming and you can get us. So thank you very much for calling in. So now this will be one for the records.
Well, but again, she mentions what they did in Europe a long time ago about people turning their engines off. You know, it was funny when I was driving this vehicle, people I had in the car thought that I'd stalled the car.
People still think that in my car.
Yeah.
So a little thing before I forget it, and I don't really want to be all over the place because we're talking about cars, but I want to comment on the Mercedes construction. First of all, it's great to me that Chapman is going ahead in less challenging but some of the most historically challenging economic times to do that. It's good for Tucson. You are using a local architect, local construction, and you're using the Fairfax companies for your post-construction waste, all of which gets the, green star from Mrs. Green's seal of approval. So I wanted to really bring that out so listeners understand it's not just about selling cars at Chapman. I love when Marcus says it's the best ownership experience possible because you don't just sell cars. Once people buy, it's like, giving birth to a baby and then being a parent. You get the baby when you turn the keys over, and you guys are really great in terms of ownership experience and customer service. You have superior ratings. So that's my own commercial for Chapman, having been a partner for 3 years.
Thank you. And we wouldn't have it any other way. Again, for Ted, the builders being local and using our local businesses to build that and to take care of the waste, that was a no-brainer. He's been committed to this community ever since we moved here, and that's what we're all about.
Everybody, charitable giving and stuff like that. So I think this is a good time to talk a little bit about, I've been chomping at the bit. This is the first public announcement of it. I have been talking about it to some reporters. I talked to Joe Pangburn at Inside Tucson Business. But there's a big announcement that I'm so proud to be a part of because it was a long time coming. You have said from the beginning when we started the Green Teams at Chapman, and every dealership is represented, we meet once a month and talk about how we can continue to make Chapman a more sustainable company from the inside out. And the progress has been awesome. So do you want to tell everybody what we're doing at the Porsche Audi dealership?
I mean, we're doing so much. It's just, but it's little things. The one thing that you've come up with that we're so appreciative of is that, you don't have to do some big change to become conscious about the waste that you have and being green, as you say. It's little things. And we met with everybody, at that store, and we brainstormed about what we could do better to be a little bit more conscious of being green. And I don't know where to start. There's so many things we're doing. We're getting rid of plastic bottles.
That's the biggest. Okay, that's the big one. You got to give Mrs. Green a little bit of play with this one. That
Absolutely.
Is huge, everybody. A car dealership not giving plastic bottles out to people that come in to shop for a car. And instead, you're giving out... reusable bottles.
Reusable bottles that are nice and takeaway gifts for our customers, and they've got our nice little logo on them.
And this is a great, for any business owner that's listening, it's a great example of how it didn't come as a dictate from the top down. We met with the team members at Porsche Audi dealership and said, how would this work? How would it be received if you handed out a stainless steel reusable bottle to your clients instead of a water bottle? And I was just absolutely stunned at how supportive they were. Were you?
And not only that, but when we did the analysis and figured out that it would cost us probably less than it would have cost us with the plastic bottles. And for people listening, the dynamics in the summer, when you have a customer come on the lot that are probably going to spend an hour or two test driving different vehicles, I mean, hydration is a big deal, for not just for our staff, but for our customers as well. So it's almost a must that you have something to drink. And the simplest way is just to give them a bottle of water. And we just thought that was going to be tough to take away. But, you know, lo and behold, the more we thought about it, the more the guys talked about it, and the more ideas came up, we've got a water fountain, two water fountains in the showroom. We've got a nice, inexpensive, reusable bottle that people can use. It's not plastic. And
It's making such a statement, and I will come back. I have some statistics on that. We have to take a short break. We're interviewing Neb Yonas, General Manager for Chapman Tucson. We're talking about cars. We'll talk some more about cars and greening their company from the inside out when we come right back. Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. Thank you to all our callers who called in, and I'll get some eclectic pizza certificates out to you in the mail on Monday. We'll be right back.
790KMST.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790KNST. We are interviewing Neb Yonas, General Manager of Chapman Tucson, and we are talking about cars, and we're talking about sustainability. And a stellar company, Chapman Tucson, that's moving in a green direction from the inside out as well. We were talking about replacing plastic bottles in one dealership with stainless steel reusable bottles. And Neb, let's just be like really upfront here. Even from a marketing perspective, that was not my thinking. It wasn't your thinking. But instead of someone walking out with a water bottle, which means absolutely nothing to them, they're walking out of your showroom with a very nice-looking silver bottle with a Porsche or Audi logo on it. That's a really good message to send.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's a really good message. And just so that you know, I did my homework, and I spoke to Gabby at the Porsche Audi dealership to ask her what the reaction has been, and she said overwhelmingly positive.
Oh, yeah.
For people that come in and you hand them this classy reusable bottle, and just – I don't know if you know – but that the impact you'll have is anywhere from 5,000 to 6,000 fewer plastic bottles will go in the landfill just because of that one dealership doing what they're doing. So my hat's off to you. It's been quite a fun journey.
Thank you.
Okay. So I think also, in case people just tuned in, I want to really reiterate the importance of, I believe, the crystal ball of gas prices indicates we're lucky. They've been kind of steady, but anybody who thinks they're not going up is crazy because, like I said, California is already about 20 cents a gallon more, and they usually hit before we do. So this is a really good time to buy a car.
Yeah, and like we said earlier, it's not just about gasoline, which you're 100% right. I mean, we'd be foolish to think it's not going to go up. But there's so many factors that play into the position that we're in right now for people that have in their minds upgrading. This is the perfect time. Sales have been down considerably over the last year and a half, 2 years. It's the end of the year, so manufacturers are trying to hit a goal of how many cars they're going to sell for the year. So they've put out great incentives. We talked about the interest rates being, probably not near, but at all-time lows. And then you combine that with the fact that because new car sales have been down over the last year and a half, 2 years, the number of trade-ins have been low.
Right, right.
So there's a shortage of used cars. You know, just by natural growth of our population, you know, I just had a 17-year-old, that got his license a year ago, and just by that happening in people's families, that eats up the number of used cars that are out there for consumption. You know, new drivers, new people coming into the workforce needing cars. So your car, the car that you have in your possession that you own right now, is worth more today than it's ever been worth before. So you get the benefit of a high trade-in value, very low, almost zero, sometimes zero interest rate, and incentives that make the purchase of a new car probably at the cheapest level it's ever been. So you combine those three things, it seems like it's a no-brainer. I know that a lot of people are going through some economic hard times, but for those that have the ability, that have the opportunity, there's never been a better time. We've got people coming out of 2007s, 2008 vehicles, and lowering their monthly payments and getting into a brand new car with better gas mileage, better equipment, and their payments are lower. I read an article the other day that said that the average interest rate 2.5 years, 3 years ago was about 7.5% with good credit on a car loan.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Now it's down to 3.5%, and that's the average.
That's less than half. I mean, that's really, really unbelievable. And I, of course, want to know. No right answer, no wrong answer. By and large, when people come in, when the consumer comes in, are they asking the question about what is the most fuel-efficient car? Are they looking at hybrids? I mean, I know with the Volkswagen dealership, you said they are very, very loyal buyers. There's a very strong VW community. But if they're coming into Honda and the Porsche Audi dealership and all of the others, do they care about fuel efficiency and the
Absolutely.
Impact on the environment?
Yeah, I think customers are, you know, for some it's a primary driver of why they're considering a new vehicle, and for some it's the impetus that puts us over the edge. You know, one, to reduce the number of gallons that you will need to drive a mile, it's got to factor into the affordability of the car that you're choosing. It's going to cost you less in gas, so maybe you can afford $5 or $10 more a month. Or if your payment stays the same, now your overall transportation expense just went down because you're going to use less gas. But people ask. It's much more a consideration nowadays than it's ever been. And we're fortunate that when those considerations come up, we always have a good case to make. Whether it's a gas engine, or whether you're going from a gas engine to a diesel engine or to a hybrid. The good thing is, for people that are going from gas to diesel or to hybrid, the performance sacrifice is no longer there.
Right,
You can get a diesel and you're going to go just as fast, in fact, in some cases faster, and use less gas. Same with the hybrid technology. It's gotten so good that it's no longer a sacrifice to be in an Insight or a CRZ hybrid or a Touareg hybrid or Cayenne hybrid or a diesel engine. So for people that are considering moving to an alternative fuel vehicle, no sacrifice.
And what about, you travel a lot, you go to national dealership conferences and at the management level, the highest level of the manufacturing, what's going on, are they caring about sustainability from the inside out in ways that you are? Because, you know, we didn't really finish that conversation, which is so unlike me, of you're doing bottles that are reusable bottles. There's a whole commitment to recycling paper. You're cutting out the number of folders that you use. There's an entire waste reduction initiative at Chapman Tucson, and people are coming on board more and more and more. There's an awareness. Is that happening at the national level?
Well, with the manufacturers that we represent, absolutely. And that's when you know they're truly committed to sustainability and to the environment, and not because the government said that you have to have, you know, a certain mileage per gallon throughout all your lines. Honda, Volkswagen, you know, and Acura, now Porsche, they don't have to build a sports car with an electric engine right now. That's not something that's mandated. It's something that they want to do because they see the future.
Right,
they
right.
They see the benefit to our environment. So, yeah, we're very proud of the manufacturers we represent because they are on the forefront and they are exceeding expectations and making sure that the consumer, when they make the change to an alternative fuel, they don't sacrifice performance, power, comfort, or any of those.
And people really don't want to. And, I mean, I had a lively discussion with a number of people last night and they're not quite sure, like, what Mrs. Green's message is and, you know, oh, I'm sorry I had this. And I said, do you understand, to me, it's all about mainstream taking baby steps. It's not about me selling my house and moving into a yurt or something like that. You know, it's like we all have to do the little pieces that we can do. And I don't want to sacrifice a lot of comfort. I'll put a sweater on in the winter and I will, you know, keep fans on in the rooms in the summer, but I really don't want to sit in my house and swelter in the winter, in the, you know, in the summer, or freeze in my house in the winter. So it's the same thing for car ownership. I don't want a slug when I'm driving. I want a car that has some pep, and I want to have air conditioning and all those things that we spoiled Americans don't want to sacrifice.
And that's, you know, I think that's what's kept a lot of people on the fence about hybrids or diesel engines, is that the impression that they were sacrificing something. And that's really not the case.
No, it really isn't anymore. That's like so yesterday. So what about the best ownership dealer, the best ownership experience possible? You guys, I've never seen such attention, fastidious attention to if one person says even something kind of a little bit negative, it's really paid attention to at Chapman. You have a superior rating for customer service. You want to talk a little bit about that in terms of quality assurance?
Well, and that's been, you know, that's been our motto. You know, Ted has been very firm on the fact that when we advertise or when we tell people to come in and see us and tell people that you've got the best, we're going to give you the best ownership experience, that it's just not a hollow statement, and that we actually, our staff, our people, buy into that, and then and make sure the customers get that experience that we promised. And then when that doesn't happen, sure, it's very it's high on everybody's priority to get into it, find out what happened, and fix it. Regardless of whether we were right or wrong, if the perception in our customers' mind is that we didn't give them the best ownership experience, it's something that we have to fix, and we do our best to fix. But we're very proud of our employees. They've bought into this. They understand that a happy customer is what makes us successful.
Is a return customer.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, our Honda store is second in our Honda zone for owner loyalty. There's only one dealer, and I'm sure it's a small dealer in a small town where they're hundreds and hundreds of miles away from everybody else that beat us. But our owner loyalty ranking is second to none of the big Honda dealers in our zone, and that's because people buy cars, come back and buy their second and third and fourth car from us. And we've only been here 5.5 years, so we've got, you know, in that short period of time, we've been able to prove to customers that we care, that we want them happy, and we're very proud of our people for being able to make that happen.
As well you should be, and as well you should be of being good stewards of the community in terms of your charitable giving, and not just in money, but in presence in different things that we do. This has been it just like zipped by again. We interviewed Neb Yonas, General Manager of Chapman Tucson. I encourage all of you to visit MrsGreensWorld.com. Vote for the holiday contest. Neb, thank you for taking the time out of your busy Saturday, and we'll look forward to having you back in 2011, which is just around the corner.
Thanks, Mrs. Green. Always a pleasure.
Okay, News Talk 790 KNST. Pick up a copy of the New Southwest, and thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks to our callers, and be safe out there. It's crazy holiday shopping.
You've been listening to Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on News Talk 790 KNST. All about learning that going green can be fun. Visit MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com and tune in next Saturday at noon for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on News Talk 790 KNST.